Thank you, church. Please be seated. May the peace of God be with you. Let us pray. God of heaven, we thank you so much and we bless your name. We honor you, Lord, for such a time, for such a moment. We bless you, God, for your grace upon our lives. Father, this morning, I ask that, Lord, you speak through me. I invite the presence of your Holy Spirit, O God, to fill this place. Let this place be holy. Let this place be pure. And as your word comes forth, let us live as people who have been broken, and let us go with great faith. We thank you, King of Kings, in Jesus' name. Amen. As I was preparing my message this morning, I'm hoping saying to me at home. It's a very, very simple song, and it goes like, Me kosu maso mo onupa rimo minusa maju. Ever set his or her eyes on Christ Jesus? One day, Hunyan Coupon, which my man is as well, me owner now. So, none of us have set eyes on the Lord, right? Wow. And now, and the Christian opinion, I have seen now. You haven't seen the Lord, but this morning, somehow, for some reason, you woke up in the morning, you dressed up, and you decided to come to church. And to have Basia, a summon of summon ye. If you say, Nientia or Basino, you have not seen that person. Today we are talking about faith. Hallelujah. Today we are talking about faith. You got up and you dressed and you came here. And the person that you came here for, you haven't seen him before. So if you are not going to do it well, then don't come here, because you are wasting your time, because I'm wasting my time if I'm not going to do it well. Yes, yeah, boss, yeah, we better do it well. Hallelujah. Our theme for today is great faith rewards. Great faith rewards. Now, you call your tree anymore or say, Akitua emuye den ana se Akitua wo gidie a eso ho Akitua wo gidie a eso ho. People of God, when we talk about faith, it's a big deal, because the mere presence or the mere fact that you are a Christian comes with faith. That is why when I started my message, I asked, have you ever set your eyes on the Lord before? And all of us said no. Yenyinaye kan se ye hu ne da. Nan su bibi e wo ye mu a e ma ye gidi se Nyankopon e wo ho. Enti a e ma me no mie no. Ye friend hu se Christofo. we have come to believe, whether through, you know, birth, when our parents gave birth to us, we started going to church. You know, maybe you were born into the Presbyterian faith, maybe not. But along the line, you kept believing. Senyankupon bi ewoho. Senyankupon bi ewoho dia. Then we have to believe, say, and someone what can I find who nano. Today's message is very simple and very direct. The most important thing is for us to have faith. And anytime you have faith, you are able to do great things. Hallelujah. Anytime you have great faith, you are able to do great things. Do we know Neil Armstrong? But you name Neil Armstrong now. Okay. So he is the first man to walk on the moon, right? It must have taken some faith to do that. I don't know if I'll be able to do it. But he must have had faith that if he goes on the moon, somehow he'll be able to come back down. And today, when we talk of people going to space, we can't talk of people going to space without talking about Neil Armstrong. So great faith rewards. Hallelujah. Great faith, it rewards. Look at all inventors. Look at all explorers. People who explore, people who invent. They do it on the assumption or on their faith that whatever they are doing will be successful. And every time they are successful, their names goes into the history books. Their names are never forgotten. Our names will be written in the book of life. Hallelujah. Because Ebra ujidiemu eye deno, enene etimi emo e sumo nyamiye. So ujidienu emu enye diyam, untimi en sumo nyamiye. So I stated, if you are here, serve him well. Let it be strong because your reward will be big. I know of a lady who went to a bank and took a car loan. It was Ghana. Ghana is even American. Or called bank, called G loan. So they kwa kwa talk her. On her way going, she said she heard a voice saying to her, give all the money to the church. At the time, the church was going through some serious financial crisis. They were trying to build a house. They were trying to build a place of worship. And so all she had was give the entire money to the church. Hallelujah. And she did not hesitate. Scanner Gina a Daniel accounting. The following day, she went to the church. She wrote a check, and she gave everything to the church. We are talking about faith here, and not just faith. It has to be great faith, because great faith rewards. But the scanning in our and people of God, if I'm telling you the lady's life today, it's so amazing. From just one thing that she did to the house of God, by hearing the voice of God telling her that give the entire money you have to the church, today is amazing. It's because of her faith. You know, our reward for having great faith sometimes can be immediate. Sometimes it takes a while. It takes some time. It may not even be your generation. It may be for your children. It may be for your children's children. The most important thing is that you are displaying great faith. An example of an immediate reward for having great faith is Peter. Peter decided to walk on the water when he saw Christ. His faith allowed him for him to be able to walk on the waters like immediately. But when he started doubting, he started to drown. So his faith, which was great at that time, allowed him to do something great. But he started shaking. He started wondering, hey, me and Pai Mini. Yampan and Nemitikumasi. Miampa na menya se juma we. Miampa na menya kruma se inkrate. And then your mind begin to wander. And you lose the power, the greatness in the one who has promised. Hallelujah. Our third reading today, or even before we go on, what is even faith? What is faith? And the Bible clearly shows what faith is. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1. The book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1. It's so very clear. It's something that you and I, yehuye, but yet we are in anticipation. It's of something that now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. It's, we are hoping for something, but we have not seen it. That is the mere meaning or the mere presence of faith. We hope for it. We haven't seen it. We know it will come. Our third Bible reading today is a classic example of a woman whose daughter was demon possessed. Mami Nibay. So many things going on in her life. So many things going on in our lives. But a woman was very persistent in her approach. She went to the Lord and told the Lord, "Heal my daughter for me who is possessed." The Lord told her that in your near edema is a kafono. Momo. Hallelujah. But she kept her faith. She was persistent in her approach. So it got to a point in time, the Lord had to respond. Hallelujah. The Lord had to respond. He said, "Lord, help me. Lord, help me." Ephesians 4, in no point in time that anyone who has ever cried to the Lord, "Lord, help me," has the Lord turned his back on. Lord, I need your help. Lord, I can't do this alone. Lord, you are my only helper. Help me from this situation. Help me go through this. Ah, the Lord has ever turned his back to that person. And what did the Lord do to this woman? He responded, hallelujah. Because of her great faith, the Lord responded to her. And she said, "Lord, help me." The Lord went to her aid. At this one, you can't handle it alone. The problems you are going through, you can't handle it alone. You can't handle it alone. You have to realize that there is somebody who is an upper being, who you can cry upon, who you can call and say, "Lord, help me. Lord, I need help in this situation." And if you are able to do that, he will respond to us. Hallelujah. And we do that with faith. We do it with great faith. Is your child wayward? You can't do it yourself. Your strength will fail you. Your wisdom will fail you. Your knowledge will fail you. Academians will fail you. Except the Lord. And if you have faith and you go to the Lord, he'll respond. Hallelujah. Today, are we ready to go to the Lord? Are we ready to tell the Lord, "Lord, I need help. Lord, see me through this with great faith." The Lord had mercy on the lady. Faith comes with mercy from the Lord. In our second reading from the book of Romans chapter 15 verses 1 to 2, it was very clear there that the Lord does not despise us. The Lord does, he cares for us. He loves us so much. Look at what Joseph went through. Joseph's story is very unique. Ninu anu matonu. Akwakwa kosi bebi. At a point where he was so influential in where he was living, they had to travel to go get food. They went and they saw Joseph. Me and Kamel bomb with him, what in rough. Hey, what told me, pa? Never mind what I could do, baby, and I see me here, no more saying about. I may come at them rough. But Joseph knew that a young coupon or dear more abaho for such a time, for such a moment. So Joseph had mercy on his brothers. Hallelujah. If you and I are going to be true Christians with great faith, we have to be merciful. Hallelujah. You bet in some, you bet can some for your home. You bet yeah, ayakayaka near man. But we have to be merciful. If you are not merciful, you will not be able to display great faith. And everyone said, be a can for our home. Also, why we can't say we know Jai can why? Hallelujah. But I dare not can't find. Let go, forget it, and just set your eyes on Christ. Faith comes with three things, and that's one fashion and choir. This is what I want you to take away. It comes with three things. One, you have to be persistent. Your faith has to be persistent. You can't give up. And I'll give three examples in the Bible of people who were persistent in their faith and they were rewarded. Hallelujah. So if you want to be rewarded, your faith has to be persistent. It has to be intentional. Your faith has to be intentional. And you have to be prayerful about it. Let me give you three examples of people in the Bible who displayed great faith and their reward from that great faith. The first one is Ruth. Ruth is an example of a lady who displayed great faith. She had gone into a foreign land. Her mother-in-law decided to go back to where she came from. Ruth had a choice to stay in her own country or go with her mother-in-law. But what did Ruth do? We see that in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 16 to 18. Ruth, chapter 1, verses 16 to 18. She was so persistent, she was so intentional, that she didn't want to leave Naomi. But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn my back from you. Where you will go, I will go. And where you will stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you will die, I will die. And there will I be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but death separates you and me." When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. Hallelujah. Naomi had two daughter-in-laws, Bakuye Ruth and Bakuye Opa. Opa, you can't say on sign, and Opa, a sign. Ruth, she said, no, I'm not going back. I'm not staying. I'll go with you. She was going to a foreign land. She didn't know what exactly what happened to her. But because of her faith, she wanted to go with Naomi. And God did not disappoint Ruth. Hallelujah. So when we talk of people with great faith, Orpah's name is not mentioned. This is the contrast for someone who showed great faith. Her name is in the history books. Orpah is just a passing name. You're born in Dimpa, near Atra, near Eko. But Ruth, dear, you're born in Entra, Enko. And then more Jidia Munyadi. Hallelujah. And now, pay more Jidia Mu Enyadi. Because with Jidia Mu Ayadia, Ubinya Kitiapa. Let's also look at another example of someone who showed great faith. He's a Roman officer. His servant was very sick. And all he needed to do was go to the Lord and tell the Lord, please heal my servant for me. We find that story in Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 to 13. Matthew chapter 8, the book of St. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 to 13. The servant pleaded with the Lord, that Lord, heal my servant. It says, when Jesus had entered into Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. It's very obvious here. Obere niwa wasere irade say, God, I need help. Irade emwanada. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering. Jesus said to him, I will go and heal him. The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. Hallelujah. Don't even come to me. Don't go with me to my house. Just say it, and it shall be done. For I myself, I am a man under authority. With soldiers under me, I tell this one, go, and he goes. And that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. He had authority, just like Christ did. He understood the power. When you have authority, what you are able to do. When Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those following him, I tell you the truth. I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Can the Lord say the same to us here in this room? Can the Lord say, I have not found anyone with such great faith in Mount Zion? Hallelujah. Today we are talking about great faith. We may be at a point where we are giving up. We may be at a point where things are just going wayward. We are in desperation. Don't give up this morning. Cry out to the Lord. Lord, I need help. Have great faith, and the Lord will reward you. And now, as I'm bringing my message to a close, when we read the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, Isusuduae niaye ka ene anope, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. If you have great faith, the Lord will reward you. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Shall we project that real quick? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. This morning, this is the message to you and I. You had faith, that's why you took shower and you came here. And that faith is great. This is his words. Words of assurance that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. The other version says that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. This morning, may you diligently seek the Lord. This morning, may you have great faith in the Lord. This morning, may you cry out to the Lord, "Lord, I need help. Come to my aid." And the Lord will respond. Irade Israel, Irade Emwaye, Senebea Yenye Ebe Fiase, Akosen Nipa, Ye Gidie Mu Ayade, Siye Gidie Ena Abotua, Ene Anope, Fiase Ekone Unse, Nyankopon is going to reward you if you have great faith. Amen. Shall we pray? Lord, we bless your name so much for this morning, that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, and that we have to believe that you exist. Father, this morning we have come to believe that you exist. And Father, Lord, we have come to believe that great faith rewards. And just like Ruth, just like the centurion, and just like the woman whose daughter was demon-possessed, Father, they had great faith and you rewarded them. Father, this morning we pray that, Lord, may you increase our faith. Father, when we are giving up, may you increase our faith. We are praying, Lord, that today we need help, because we know that no one who cries out to you, "Lord, I need help," have you turned your back. Lord, we need help. Ready, pray, we need to not share. We thank you, King of Kings, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.